Boone County Board of Supervisors, April 2nd, 2019. Are there any changes to the attending agenda? Department heads and elected officials, Sherry Johnson, Boone County Auditor.
Good morning. Today is the Burlington School District special election. The polls open at noon and they're open till 8 p.m. And so far, we've had 37 absentee voters. And we've gotten all of the mail-in ballots back, so we won't be waiting for any more ballots through the mail after the election. But we still won't do the official final vote until the canvas next week. But everything that comes in tonight should pretty well be the final tally.
Thanks, Terry. Rodney Bleesner, Maintenance.
Good morning. Busy with several different things. One thing is our janitorial contract for the GO, conservation roads, and CPC is going to be coming up April 9th. So the current company will not be with us again next year, so we're working with another company and should have a contract for that for you guys to approve for next week. So been busy with that and getting ready for some grass mowing these days. Go for the load of grass.
I'm actually looking forward to that.
Sitting here. So. That's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. Lieutenant Clint Williams, Boone County Sheriff's Office.
Yeah, I really don't have anything to bring to you unless you have any questions or anything going on. So.
That's good news coming from your office. Doug Irvine.
Good morning.
GO.
Everything's doing good at the jail. Our population's going back up. Maybe a little bit to do with the weather, temperatures going up too. We're holding it 96 this morning. It's 99 yesterday. So deal with that. And other than that, I just have a quick agenda item.
Okay. You have any of them headed out to Oakdale and being classified yet?
No.
Still holding them here?
We're stuck with them.
And there's no way we can build a state back for them because they are the state's property now.
Oh, are you talking the
ones that's been convicted and sentenced already? Are you still holding them?
Yeah. The only way we can build a state is for the parole. And they do pay those as we hold them.
Yeah.
But other than that, the probation ones and everything else, there's no reimbursement. So the parole ones miraculously moved through the system pretty quick.
They don't have to sit for pre-sentence investigations.
Those are going 6 to 8 weeks.
That's
so
down.
After somebody's found guilty, it's 6 to 8 weeks before they get sentenced. And once they do get sentenced, we can get them to Oakdale, which is a classification center, that day or the next day. Usually it's pretty quick.
Unfunded mandate put under the radar. Thanks, Doug.
Yeah.
Angie Vaughn, safety.
Good morning. I don't have much for you guys other than I do want to remind everyone that with the floodwaters coming back up, remember that the floodwaters do carry a lot of bacteria and issues. So, you know, unless it's absolutely pertinent to be in it, try to avoid getting in the floodwaters. We've seen people that had a wound or a scratch or a cut have some pretty big issues by being involved with the floodwaters.
Why is there more bacteria in the high floodwaters?
It's because it's flooded into areas that it doesn't usually run through, so it can have different things that it's picked up along the way.
I thought the solution to pollution was dilution.
It doesn't quite work that way. So, but yeah, we had one gentleman that had just a scrape on his leg and had gotten into the floodwaters.
Really?
And it took him about 8 months to heal up.
Oh.
So he really had, it got bad. So try to avoid it if you can. No reason to be in it with everything the way it is. So.
Thanks, Andy. Ken, coordinator of disability services.
Yes, I read in the Hawkeye on Saturday that United Healthcare is going to be leaving Iowa. There's the new MCO, Managed Care Organization, that Centene is supposed to be coming in on July 1st, and there's still Amerigroup in Iowa, but that's going to leave a lot of our clients scrambling to change managed care organizations.
Did that surprise you? Had you heard any inkling of that before? I hadn't either.
I hadn't, no. I'd heard a lot of providers unhappy with not getting paid by the managed care organizations and late payments and things like that, but not just United, but all of them, even Amerigroup who left. So, it's going to be down to two again, and the state had wanted three for, you know, it's always good for people to have choice, and it's good for the state to hold people accountable, or these managed care organizations accountable, because providers need to get their payments in a timely manner. But so we'll see. We'll just be watching this and helping
the transition
people.
Will go better this time when, was it AmeriHealth left? They transitioned everyone to UnitedHealth and Amerigroup, so.
Yeah, yep.
How many people do you think fall through the cracks on this in Canada? Said what, 400,000?
Yeah, they said 400,000. Yeah. I know one article that I read said 427,000, one said 400,000. So somewhere in there, over 400,000 people will be affected, I believe.
Thanks again. Colin Gerst, IT.
Just keep busy like always, but nothing really new to report, so.
Okay. Chris Lee, you aren't still stuck in the mud.
Got a little taste of what it's like to be Brian Carter here lately.
Was that your car?
I don't envy his position. Yeah, we had a pretty serious frost boil there in Big Hollow. Got pretty soft with all that rain. And Nashville, we had our 100th field day that Saturday morning. I posted that picture. The car wasn't actually stuck. I just drove in as far as I felt comfortable, like you get it back out and post pictures on there. Wow, did social media ever blow up? apparently, you're not supposed to mention roads in this county. I stir some ire. But anyway, we did.
Was Brian badmouthing you on Facebook?
No. In fact, I kind of wish he'd been there to set the record straight. But it was. Social media silence from Mr. Carter. we worked yesterday on it. We got some base rock put down. Thanks to Brian for coming up and advising us about fixing those, because this is the first real big one we've had, and it's, you know, it's just a product of the spring and the stuff he's been dealing with. You know, we have a lot less roads than he has, and so I don't normally see these. We've gotten a couple little alert wet spots in the past, but nothing like this. And so we brought in some rock yesterday and got a base rock put down. We got some calls from people going down to the range and said they were able to get there okay. It's not fixed yet, but it's passable. We're going to let it get packed down, and we'll keep working it up and get that base reestablished, and then we'll top dress it here after a while. We'll get it put back together. But that was kind of fun. And just, you know, one of those expected things. Other than that, the parks are all open. We haven't turned on the shower house in Big Hollow just yet, because whatever it was last night or the night before, we were down into the 20s again. And so I wasn't quite comfortable turning that on for fear of freezing a pipe inside there and having a big expensive fix. And so we're going to just kind of keep an eye on the weather, and when we're pretty confident that we're not going to see that sub-zero stuff, or that sub-freezing stuff, not sub-zero, we'll go ahead and get that fired up. But the water is on to all the hydrants up there. We did install some new shutoffs on our water lines, because when we first installed that system, we didn't have individual shutoffs to turn off different legs of the park. And so if a hydrant were to break, we'd have had to shut the whole campground down. So we got those shutoffs installed, so that's good. The weather managed to give us a little bit of a window to get those put in there. And so so that's the way, if we have a problem or something, we can just shut down a part of the campground rather than all of it. So making progress, moving forward. And we had a camper up there this weekend. Last week we had a couple campers. And so and we've gotten a lot of calls and a lot of reservations coming in over the past couple days. I think this weather's breaking and people are seeing that, you know, spring looks like it might finally be here in this next week. So they're getting all excited to get their campers out. So we're going to start ramping up and seeing a lot more visitation. We haven't done anything with the Skunk River campgrounds yet. Maybe we will here soon. Maybe we're done with catastrophic flooding on the Skunk River. I'm not sure. I'm going to have a discussion with Gina Harden today. I'll see her tonight at the community volunteer. It's happening, and so I'm gonna talk with her and see what the National Weather Service is saying about some of these tributary streams, and they're fairly confident that we're not going to see any major flooding from that one. We may go ahead and get down there and try to get that campground put back together, assuming that it stays dry. I mean, if we get rain for a couple days, it'll take a few days to a week before we can even get down there, because that mud will just turn to muck. We'll do more damage than good going in there when it's all sloppy and wet. So we'll get it open as soon as we can. Wait for a nice spring.
Thanks, Chris. Brian, secondary roads.
Well, I now know I have to shower somewhere different tonight. So that's one thing. Yeah, Chris did have a good real-life frost boil. That's it's good to see other people get those. We like to share. They're manageable. They're just a pain, and they don't go away right away. So it takes time. Anyway, want to note that Tama Road is open. It dragged out forever, but I think that's the nature of the river right at the moment. And ironically, it doesn't happen very often, but that the river being so high when we got that, I don't know what Burlington got, an inch and a half, 2 inches of rain, if I had to guess, and it came pretty fast. When the flank comes down fast and runs into a river that's full, it actually will raise that water level, that local water level, temporarily until it, I would call it, almost equalizes and gets to run back out into the river. So we thought we were on pace for a Saturday opening, and that rain came along Friday night and actually raised the water. So I think finally, what was it, Tom? Was it Sunday, I think? Sunday morning sometime, or late morning?
Text you back and forth with you, I think.
Yeah.
It was.
We finally opened it up as soon as we could, and I guess I note that because I saw an update yesterday on the email about the river going back up to maybe like 19.8 or somewhere in that area is what they're talking for a crest, and that will be borderline whether we have to close it or not. So we'll just, when that happens here in another week or two, we'll keep an eye on it.
Got an email last night from Gina Harden, mm-hmm. and I think they're predicting in about another week, I think 20.1.
Yeah.
But they said it could crest between 20 and 22 depending on everything on the hydrologic. Yep. Weather page.
So we'll just keep an eye, but it very well could go close. I think the last time, then the last week, it was supposed to crest at 20.1 and or 19.8 and end up at 20.5. And so, you know, it varies. It's the river, and it'll do it at once, and then we'll adjust accordingly. It won't be closed for long, but I think maybe from the calls I get, it must make people appreciate the paved road they have when they have to take some of the gravels that, you know, don't handle being wet and the extra traffic very well. We have one down there in particular that sits pretty flat, doesn't have any drainage, and of course that doesn't bode well for any gravel road, much less when you throw it in as a impromptu detour. So that's kind of a Tama Road update. Sounds like here in about 2 weeks, the asphalt contractor may come back in on Mediapolis Road or up on one of those projects up in that area. And so that means next week there could be some milling going on at the approaches and all the tie-ins and stuff. And then hopefully the weather straightens out and weather temperatures come up and they can start. It won't take them long once they get going. So just a heads up on that. I think there could be some activity next week up there for that. Car, we're gonna start doing a few culverts. We got actually a couple out in Bob's neck of the woods on 110 that sprung holes this winter. And they're just separated concrete culverts. We got another one up on Jimtown, and the guys are gonna go around and try to tie those together, and we just leave those in place if we can and tie them together and get the joints sealed back up. So you're gonna see some of that activity finally starting, and we are still hauling a little bit of rock. We are looking at an early season pinch project, just to give you a heads up. It's out in the Danville area, so I thought I'd mention it to you. The west end of Roosevelt, more or less from the cemetery out to the county line. I think the guys are now dissed the shoulders on that last week, and they'll disc them again, and at some point we'll probably pull that and crown it. That's one of our tier one roads, so you're kind of stuck either trying to get in there earlier than you would prefer, which would be now, or waiting till the late fall, which is also a headache with harvest. So one of those catch 22s, but we are looking at that. And so just as a heads up, if somebody says why in the world you out tearing this up or whatever, we are doing some work out there. So other than that, theme is kind of blading rock and trying to patch potholes on paved roads. Those are the three things that people seem to want to see the most of right now, and rightfully so, I guess. So.
Thanks, Brian. Lisa, I know the county attorney's office is busy, so I'll get right to you.
I apologize for being late. We were at a trial setting conference for the jury trials next week. Sometimes that takes longer than it needs to. We're just busy. We have jury trials starting again next week. And then at the end of the month, we will have our first murder trial for this year. We're just kind of plodding along. I have a couple leads on some new staff, so hopefully we'll start getting some people on board and easing some of the volume for the four of us that are there.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Jared, land use.
Nothing particularly noteworthy to report. It's been, I'd say, typically busy over the last week or so. A lot of, as you'd expect for springtime, a lot of people having inquiries about upcoming projects, and it's good that they're reaching out to us in advance to see what they need to do for that. In terms of subdivisions, we've got one that's just went through review at the city level, and so we should be able to have that on the agenda for next week. It's a minor sub, and then there's a full sub that's possibly coming up here in the next month or so here, also within 2 mile of West Burlington. So we'll get to those when they come around, which should be fairly soon. Nothing else to report at this time.
Thank you. I don't think I missed anybody. Correspondence, do either of you gentlemen get any correspondence?
No, I
have none. I have none. Proceed to discussion and vote. Your accounts payable claims in the amount of $663,480.16.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Well, over $500,000, and that is just for the mental health region for which we are the fiscal agent. We have an appointment for the Flint River Township Trustee to the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors. I am requesting your approval for a 2-year appointment as Flint River Township Trustee. Thank you. Gary S. Roberts, 12522 Flint Bottom Road, Burlington.
Move to approve. Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Assignment of the Des Moines County Tax Sale Certificate, number 18-0444, Byron Gashler, 14876 Washington Road, Lot 23, West Burlington, would like Des Moines County to assign over their interest in Tax Sale Certificate 18-0444 to him. The reason for the purchase is for investment purposes. He is offering to pay 100% of all the delinquent taxes owed on this parcel, the amount of $700, as well as the $10 assignment fee. this individual has bought another lot out there in the recent past and kept up to date on the taxes. Janelle was unable to be here this morning, but I think she thinks this is probably something we should go ahead with.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have a fireworks permit.
Says it's a scam.
We have a fireworks permit for the Sperry Fireworks Company, and the paperwork is in order, as it always is when it comes from the auditor's office.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Not quite a show for the community.
Does it do? We have the approval of AFSCME, Local 2205, tentative agreement with the Health Department. What are your wishes, gentlemen?
I wish to approve it.
Second. Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. And we have approval of the AFSCME Local 2205 tentative agreement with the Secondary Roads Department.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Contract with Prodigy Solutions that I believe Doug's gonna.
Yeah, what this is a contract for commissary, which is what the inmates can order off of if they have some funds in their balance. They can get anywhere from like soap, t-shirts, candy, items like that. We currently have one now Keep Commissary that we're using. Which we've had for the last 5 years. I would like to switch over to Prodigy Solutions for two main reasons. One is that's where we went to with our phone system, so it's all going to tie in together, which will in turn lead maybe in July, August, we can tie into video visitation, and it's all going to be one platform. Lisa was kind enough to fast track reading through the contract. She didn't see any problems with it, and she's busy, and she did that very, very quick. The second reason I want to use the Prodigy system is we're currently getting 20% commission off of Keith, and we will be moving that up to 25%. So this is a no cost, and you get something in return. You don't have too many contracts like that.
Does that include your phone service too then?
Phone service is separate. There's no cost to our phone service either. We are getting 50% from the phone service.
Good.
So everything's looking good as far as those contracts are going.
Is the phone service a good deal?
Absolutely it is. Yes.
For you, or is it a good deal for the inmate?
Yes, the state put some restrictions on that. So yeah, it's all, the state put some mandates. I can't remember right off the top of my head now that you ask what those numbers are, if I can get them to you. But so every phone system, whether it be Prodigy or any of the many others, have to abide by the same rules as what they charge. For the inmates, and they all go to that max number, but it's the same throughout the state.
Sounds good.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
If you want, I can put those up after the meeting.
Oh, we're about done. We work fast. Sort of fast.
This contract will actually take place 90 days from today.
Thank you, Doug. We have minutes for the regular meeting of March 26th, 2019.
Move to approve.
Abstain.
Second. Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Abstain. They look good. I gotta say, they look good, guys.
We got a lot of work done. Is there any other business?
I have none.
No, I have none.
Future agenda items?
I have none.
Committee reports?
I have none this week.
Neither. Public input. If anybody from the public would like to address the board, please stand up, give us your name and address for the record, and step up to the lectern if you care to, but it's not required, and please limit your comments to 2 minutes. Seeing no one rise, with an aye, we are adjourned.
Aye.
We are adjourned.